Get ready for the Unbodied mini episode. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Unbodied mini episode where I bring you a shorter story. And this week's story is called The Conspiracy. So let's get right into it. Mr. X rolled onto his stomach and turned off the alarm with a swipe of his hand. It was 7:30, time to get up. He had much to do this day and couldn't waste any time. For a day in the life of the Illuminati is full of tasks, and if he wouldn't do them, who would? At breakfast, Mr. X feasted on poached dodo eggs, placed atop a bed of greens and hollandaise sauce. When he finished, he flung the solid gold breakfast plates into the trash and proceeded to the fine antique copper bathtub to soak himself in yak's milk, an accepted exfoliant treatment among the Illuminati. He passed Rothschild, his gray cat, who was himself just waking up for the day. At 9 a.m., Mr. X's secretary arrived at his secret lair. She was on time, but that was expected since she had been brainwashed to arrive promptly each morning. At 9:05, Mr. X began his business for the day. His first project was inserting Illuminati cult symbols into the new $100 bill. This was a long-standing tradition among his group. All-seeing eye? Check. Words to the super-secret Illuminati theme song typed around the edges of the bill? Check. Then, just to throw off the conspiracy theorists, Mr. X added another feature. Dip the bill in water, and a dozen tiny pink bunnies would surface to the left of the portrait. That ought to keep them guessing. As he finalized his additions, Rothschild lay placidly on his desk near him, slipping in and out of dreamland. At 10:14, Mr. X ordered Lady Gaga into his office. It was time to create a new propaganda song to enslave the world's youth. Rothschild passed in and out of the nearby window, while Mr. X gave Lady Gaga the details. The song must praise authority, must make blind obedience look sexy, and appeal to both liberals and conservatives. He assured her that the Illuminati slaves, like Domini Osmond, would not cause any problems this time. Lady Gaga bowed to Mr. X and left the room. At 11 o'clock, Mr. X ordered the price of laundry detergent reduced by 3 cents in order to spur sales. With this money, he would fund the production of a new moon landing hoax. He was determined to make this one more interesting than the last one, and he ordered Michael Bay to include some explosives, explosions, and fighting robots in his production. The slaves at NASA were also informed to begin faking an astronaut training program. During Mr. X's scheming, Rothschild was outside, meowing quietly to another cat. To round out his morning agenda, Mr. X commanded the Air Force to spread some chemtrails over Minneapolis to make the women there infertile. He suggested a classic zigzag pattern. He then took his lunch, devouring fried stegosaurus leg and washing it all down with monkey's blood. He placed a slice of stegosaurus in Rothschild's bowl, but it remained untouched during the Illuminati lunch hour. Rothschild was elsewhere. At 2 p.m., after a nap, Mr. X resumed his schedule. There was a need to infect more of the populace with the flu, and he had decided that vaccines would be the perfect vehicle. He called up the vaccine manufacturer at Pfizer, but no one answered. This was unheard of. Heads would roll for this. He sent his secretary to investigate the situation and bring back the names of the officials responsible, so that he could abduct them and leave them on a deserted island in the Pacific. While he waited for his secretary to return, he decided to peruse the closed-circuit television array to check up on the world's unsuspecting residents. He typed in the coordinates and plugged into the video outside the Vatican. Tourists adorned with cameras and fanny packs milled about St. Peter's Square. Good. Mr. X typed in the coordinates for the main camera set up on the Strip in Las Vegas, and was rewarded with a video showing more tourists proceeding up and down the street. Like cattle, he thought, grazing on consumerism. He caught a glimpse of two cats jumping out of a tree as he closed the Las Vegas feed. He typed in the coordinates for the camera in Beijing, but instead of being shown the military procession that normally would have been going on at this time of day, his screen was black. He grumbled, thinking that there would need to be more punishments for this kind of incompetence. He typed in the feed for Rio de Janeiro and got the same black screen. He grit his teeth. He moved to the London feed, but it too was black. Then to New York, but it was black as well. Sydney, Jakarta, LA, Paris, all the feeds were black. He even tried to return to the Las Vegas and St. Peter's Square feeds, but he got nothing. Mr. X growled and pushed away from the computer. What was going on? If this was some sort of software upgrade, why had he not been informed? He knew everything that went on in this organization, but why didn't he know about this? Did someone do this behind his back? Was he being replaced? Doubt began to grow in Mr. X's mind. Doubt and suspicion. He obsessed about the camera problem, pacing in his lair and talking to himself. Hours passed. He missed dinner, his secretary still being out on errand, but he took no notice. Finally, at 6 p.m., the ringing of his phone pulled him from his rumination. He looked at the caller ID. Secret Cabal. The daily Illuminati phone conference had begun.
"A number of slip-ups have occurred," Mr. X started, not waiting for the others, "and I would like to know exactly what is going on. For hundreds of years, the Illuminati have ruled the planet, controlling everything from world wars and elections to local church potlucks and beauty pageants. But never before today have I, Mr. X, experienced so many malfunctions. This is inexcusable. Where are the vaccine industry leaders, and why can't I contact them? What is going on with the CCTV system? And, come to think of it..." He paused, and the others were silent. "Where is my daily supply of sex slaves? It's been since yesterday."
He paused again. There was still no response from the others.
"Now, I don't want to sound crazy, but I've been thinking. These things couldn't have happened by chance. That just isn't possible. There has to be some kind of conspiracy. Some organized effort to control us without our permission. I have no direct evidence, but a conspiracy just makes so much sense. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think?"
Mr. X turned around, as if to confront the other Illuminati in his living room. There was no response.
"Come on now, you must tell me what is going on. Tell me!"
His nostrils flared.
"Are you a bunch of morons?"
Meow.
Mr. X heard the noise and looked around, expecting to see Rothschild in the room, but he was nowhere. He heard the noise again, and again, and again, as if there were multiple cats. He scanned the room, but it was devoid of cats. The sound intensified. Then he realized. The noise was coming from the phone. He grabbed for the phone and pressed the video button. An image appeared in the corner of the unit. Mr. X recoiled from it. He saw the secret Illuminati meeting room, but it was full of cats. Where was the cabal? He pushed away from the phone and heard a crash downstairs. He practically tripped down the marble steps in pursuit of the noise. Something darted quickly out of view. Mr. X froze. He turned and saw a kitchen door burst open and a legion of cats emerge. They meowed and hissed as they rushed for Mr. X. He whipped around and climbed the stairs. A dash across the hall brought him to his study. He pulled out a set of keys from his pocket and set about unlocking his desk drawer. He ripped the drawer open and went for his gun in its accustomed spot, but it wasn't there. It had been replaced by cat food. He ran to the smoking room to grab the old rifle on the wall, but it too had been replaced by a long string with something dangling from it. His heart racing, he turned around and shrieked. He was surrounded by cats. There must have been hundreds. Black cats, tabbies, Siamese, Persian, all sitting and staring up at him. They made no noise. From his left, another cat appeared.
"Rothschild?"
Mr. X asked, Examining the cat, Rothschild meowed as he came closer. Then, with one synchronized movement, all the cats stood up and started slowly for him. Rothschild continued meowing, and the others joined in. "Stay away from me!" Mr. X screamed and backed away. He stumbled against a chair, and as he looked down to secure his footing, he didn't see the fluffy, gray-and-white cat pounce on him from above. His hands flew to his face, where the cat's claws had taken hold, and he lost his balance completely. He fell hard on the floor. The rest of the cats enveloped him as he cried out. 1 week later, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan ended. The price of gas fell to 50 cents a gallon, and the unemployment rate dropped to its lowest level in decades. President Barack Obama signed the Happy Kitties Act, ensuring fresh catnip for cats all around America. Life was good. Mr. X, however, was unhappy. His collar was chafing, and no one had yet changed his litter box. He pressed his face against his cage and let out a low moan. So, that was The Conspiracy by yours truly, Jeff Sink. I hope you enjoyed it. I think conspiracy theories are really interesting because, especially with the Illuminati, there's this idea that anything that is popular, any singer who is popular is controlled by the Illuminati. Anyone who is assassinated was killed by the Illuminati. And, you know, these Illuminati, they sure get around, and it's kind of silly, that on the one hand, they seem all powerful, and yet why are they putting symbols of themselves and money and stuff like that? What's the point? I don't get it. But I think conspiracy theories obviously show more about the people who make them than the subject that they're about. I think, especially with the Illuminati, people who believe in that kind of tend to distrust authority, especially government, and maybe they're a little bit paranoid that somebody would want to take their freedoms away. And so I think, you know, it's really interesting. I've never learned anything about the sociological aspect of conspiracy theories, but I'm sure it'd be really interesting. Okay, so that was the mini episode. I hope you liked it. Send me an email letting me know, jeff@theunbodied.com. That's GEOFF@theunbodied.com. And stay tuned, because in about 2 weeks, I'm going to have the full episode of The Unbodied out. So this is a very fun episode. I'm really excited about it. And the only hint, the only preview I'll give it for you is a question. What lengths would you go to in order to wipe out your debt? What would you do? And what would you do if you lived in a magical fantasy kingdom and you had a lot of debt? I guess those are two questions. But anyway, that's your hint. So I hope you enjoy it. And until next time.